listening to the Single Rider Podcast, a podcast for those of us who would probably date someone just because they were wearing a Haunted Mansion themed face mask. I'm Casey, I'm your host, and nothing has changed. I'm still single. Things have been a little crazy over here. You'll find out why in the episode, but I just wanted to do the annoying thing where I apologize for having an inconsistent upload schedule. I hope you'll forgive me because of our good friend quarantine. It's been a little insane, but you know, I'm trying to get content when I can. But on today's show, I have two of my favorite people calling in from South Bend, Iowa. You know RJ, but today is his partner Adam's debut on the show. So Adam and RJ are the co-hosts of the Dysfunctional Podcast, and they also co-host Showgaze. Please welcome to the show, Adam and RJ. Hi, guys.
Cackity, 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 cow. Cackity, cackity, cow.
Hello, hello.
Serving you quarantine realness.
Oh, hey. I just got this picture of you. With your podcast studio, and you are in someone's closet. You are back in the closet.
We are back in the closet.
This is my high school bedroom walk-in closet.
Because it's a nice closet. It's big.
It's very big.
Technically, I slept in the master bedroom of my house in high school.
Oh, wow.
Because the house I lived in, the like main floor had like a wing off to the side. Because my mom couldn't do, like, stairs. And then, like, upstairs, there was, like, the guest bedroom and then the master bedroom. So I slept in the master.
Oh, nice.
And
nice.
My bathroom had, like...
A jacuzzi
tub and a separate shower.
I know, honey. The suburbs said...
They jumped out.
But never forget that RJ grew up with servants in his home, so...
Okay, all right. Okay.
Oh my gosh. And is this the first time you've used this closet for podcasting?
Or yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Famously, our first ever episode of the Dysfunctional Podcast was from our closet as well.
In our first place in Orlando.
Wow. You just keep on going back.
That was one of the downgrades we took, actually, when we went to Abaco, was we had a walk-in, and then we went to, like, what are the just the regular type of closets, I guess?
Yeah, just a regular closet. Ugh, it's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's in the place that I was renting, you guys never saw it. But the house that I was renting when I first got to Orlando, or Davenport, excuse me. in Davenport, my house that I was renting, the closet was probably as like almost as big as my room that I have now. It was giant. I want to say my bedroom in that house was definitely like probably my living room and kitchen now, like that mm-hmm. same size. It was giant, and I had like five things. Like I just had my bed in the middle, and my TV was far away, and it was really tiny. It was like super depressing.
You didn't
depressing.
Just like decorate the house with stuffed animals in different corners?
That is all I did. My whole house was just stuffed animals and Funko Pops. Ugh, it was crazy.
Can you see in that picture too? You can't really quite Friedrich? See it. Well, Friedrich, obviously.
Well, yes.
There's like
producer Friedrich.
You can't see some of the books, but I tell you, it's a real who's who of who.
I do see like a little box with like Sleeping
the
Beauty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What
is it
that?
The princesses?
I don't know.
Is it Sleeping Beauty and Mulan?
No, it's Sleeping Beauty and Snow White.
And Snow.
It's just Snow White's like capelet thing.
But what is it? A makeup
I don't remember.
Kit?
What's in there?
So,
an unboxing.
Notoriously, I was very into the Disney princesses in high school.
Shocking many.
Because it's so readily available to buy Disney princess merch that isn't good, yeah. I would get a lot of gifts.
Garbage. Well, Adam loves the princesses. Here's this box.
Yeah. There is. Where is it up here? Oh, yeah. I had this. which is like, I'm pulling it out for RJ. It's,
oh my god, you have so many autograph books.
It's just this,
it's like a pocket protector almost.
No, it's like one of those little, like, what do you call it? Like a little craft kit where there's like a little section of shitty markers, a little section.
Oh, yeah, like the art kit, the like pins and, or like the markers and color pencils.
Yeah. But these are fun. I don't know what these are. I'm pulling these out.
Those aren't autograph books?
No, they're little, like.
Oh, they're little books, golden books.
They're not golden books.
They're Disney's version. We should do a live storytelling podcast to kids. Because, you know, kids love podcasts.
Notoriously. Yeah. Famously.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's so hot in this closet. Taking my hoodie off.
It's 30 degrees outside, Casey.
It is not 30 degrees here. It is warm. The other night, the low was like 58, so it was really nice. I had a sweatshirt on for like an hour.
Well, we were on a freeze warning.
Oh my gosh. Have you ever been on a freeze warning in your life, RJ?
Yeah, yes, we went to school in Chicago.
Oh, oops.
I've never looked
That's not true. It's 52 right now.
Oh. Well, it feels like 30.
It's 52 feels like 30. That
it is,
that tracks.
Very bright out. It's very sunny.
Yeah.
So that's not bad. This is the most exciting podcast you've ever recorded.
I know, we gotta let's give them some
something to talk about.
Some exciting news.
That's right.
Okay, so I have talked to you guys already about this, but I haven't told the pod yet.
Oh.
She's pregnant.
Oh my god. That would be the real gag. And the oh my gosh, season 2 is finding out who the father is.
Come on, cereal.
Yes.
Come on. Oh my gosh, we can monetize this.
Yes. Get on it, literally.
I know. A quarantine
Patreon
baby.
Raise funds for the baby.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay, well, I'll write that down for later, but the real gag is that I'm leaving Orlando. Like you guys didn't know.
I have a question. As your boss.
Yes.
How does this podcast continue if you run out of stories about
theme park dating?
Theme park dating. Or are you just going to do just general dating stories?
Okay, so I think it won't run out. One, because I still have a ton of dates that I've been on that have not been unearthed yet. There are a lot of dates. I still plan to come to the parks probably, I mean, once like air travel is normal again, you know, I'm going to be.
I assume you're going to come here every Halloween for Horror Nights.
Oh, yeah. I got to come for like a week for Horror Nights. Me and Miranda are going to be fighting for the guest bedroom. I definitely, like, I mean, I'm going to keep my annual pass. I'm not going to get rid of it. I'm just going to keep renewing it. I think I'll still have a lot of dates, and I still have my Disneyland pass, and I'm still single. So, and hey, if I need some content, I'm going to Texas. I'm going to Austin. So
keep
I'll be
Austin
an hour.
Weird. Does
I will. Make I will make it a little weirder. And I will, I'll be an hour from Six Flags, Fiesta, Texas.
Yes. And is there a SeaWorld in Texas?
Yeah, it's also in San Antonio.
Amazing.
I have stories from dates that I've already been on, at Fiesta, Texas. Like, I went to Fiesta, Texas in high school with my mother and a boy that I met from the internet.
Ooh! Oh my god. Wait, is that the one, the first story you ever, like the first time?
No, that's a different, that was a different kid. That was a different kid. That was from Six Flags Over Texas. I have been.
Wait, Texas has two Six Flags.
Yeah, Texas had, it had three at one point. It had one in Houston, but it finally went away. Like, they closed down.
Wild.
I
think it's Florida's like truly the only state that doesn't have a Six Flags because we have everything else.
Yeah. Like, so if I need to, I will drive my happy little butt over to San Antonio.
For some content.
For some content, honey. My best friend, Mary Kate, just moved to San Antonio. So I'll be visiting her a bunch. But yeah, so I'm going to Austin and going back to my Texas roots. I haven't lived in Texas since 2005, but I grew up there. But like once I went to college, I left.
That's when I moved to America.
Really? I was going to college.
Did you grow? Please stop. Did you
shaking my legs?
He was shaking his legs. Did you grow up in Austin or did where in Texas?
No, Abilene.
No, I grew up in Dallas. So I grew
Mesquite,
up in
Mesquite,
Texas, home of Alyssa Edwards.
Beyond Belief dance studio.
Yes. I would have never made it in Beyond Belief. I famously quit ballet one rehearsal in because it was at the same time as Full House.
Oh my God.
If that doesn't show my dedication to TV, I don't know what does.
Are you a Aunt Becky supporter?
Yeah, wow. She did nothing wrong.
A truther?
You know, we need to see all the facts here. Oh my gosh. But I didn't care. I could care less about dance if it meant that if it was at 7 o'clock when the new episode of Full House was coming on. So I quit. So I would have never made it in Beyond Belief. And I was like a nerdy little chubby kid. So the only thing I was doing was listening to Hanson and playing my violin. But yeah, so I'll actually be 3 hours away from home, but I feel like that's like a safe amount. Yeah. It's drivable. I'll be excited to see my nieces and nephews and my sisters again. Mm-hmm. And hopefully I'll be able to see my grandma soon. My grandma's been like asking my mom, like, is she still coming? Like, did anything change? Because they're like so ready to have me back home. So I'm excited, but I am like really sad to leave Orlando.
All of the places that you can go right now in Orlando.
I know, like living in Orlando.
Local grilled cheese spot, Seymour.
Woo, that cheese is hot today.
If only the audience knew the tea.
The cheese.
I know. If you are on Facebook, if you were on Facebook and saw the local Windermere grilled cheese drama. I never looked back up any like info on it. I didn't want to see any updates on it. I just wanted to pretend it didn't happen. But yeah, I mean, living where you vacation isn't great in quarantine because there ain't nothing to do.
No, nothing.
I mean, really living anywhere in quarantine, there's nothing to do. But definitely here, like it's so wild, like driving down the street where like all the tourist stuff would be and there's just no one around.
Yeah.
We can't wait to when we come back home and see how many of those like new hotels that have popped up will close.
Oh my gosh, have like shuttered.
Yeah.
Like that one that's right by
Twin Peaks.
Ale House, Twin Peaks. The one that like built.
Yeah. All of these like restaurants that were probably only like they were barely staying alive just because they were right around all of these hotels.
Yeah.
They all have like giant signs that are like, we're open for takeout. Please come get your Perkins. Like,
yes. Get famously, I got food poisoning from Perkins. So
mm-hmm. That's what happens.
So I won't be sad to see them go. Sweet Tomatoes is closed. Not sad to see it go.
Oh yeah. Where was Sweet Tomatoes?
It was like all the way in Crossroads in the very back by the
the mini golf. Okay. Yeah. I remember it was around here, but I never went because
it's bad.
Yeah. No, it's not bad. Just because it's not for you doesn't mean it's bad, Adam.
Okay, paying like $13 for a salad bar that you have to create the salad yourself is psycho.
If you're not using the lunch coupons, then you're wrong. It's like $8.
But why should we have to use a coupon to make it worth it?
Thank you.
It should just always be worth it.
And it's not just salad. They have soups and baked potatoes.
If it was a soup plantation and they had more soup options, fine. But it's not.
And also, it's in Crossroads.
Yeah. Did you know the Fridays in Crossroads is like a, what is it called?
Whenever, a flagship?
Yes, a flagship. So, like, whenever they experiment new things on the menu, that's they where they roll take it out there. First.
You know, I've been on a date to that Fridays.
Applebee's, too, by Holiday Inn.
One time I went to, what's it called? Player One with a guy. And then we went to that Fridays.
Wow, just really doing Orlando justice. Mm-hmm. I hate Player One, famously.
Adam does not like Player One.
Okay, here's my issue with Player One. I don't want to pay.
Put him on blast.
I don't want to pay $5.
Thank you.
To go in and maybe click around on two video games.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because there's always so many people and there's not enough video games. Yeah. And then also, I don't like that they've clearly put so much effort into getting these games, and I do respect their hustle from that but like when I'm like, "Hi, can I see a menu of your offerings or whatever?" Like it's
double
space Times New Roman white piece of paper laminate.
Oh yeah.
Like what's going on? Where is the performance? Where is the production value?
It's like going to one of the restaurants on like Restaurant Impossible or whatever, where they're serving way too many things. Like they have like the laminated menu, and then they have a book of all of their
a lot of beers.
They have a bunch on draft, and then they have a ton in bottles. And it's like, we don't need a ton of any of this. Like, I feel like some of this is going to go bad because who knows how long these five cans have been sitting here because you have 100 different offerings.
Right. And it's also like it's way too dark. We're not in a club. We are in a bar.
Yeah, and it's tight quarters in there.
Yeah. The only thing I could think of, like, why they have a cover is that the money that they make in the bar probably just goes all...
No, there's no way. Their beers are, like, $9 for a can. Yeah. There's no way.
If they just got rid of the cover, I think I would be okay.
Yeah. Well, and so my only scam with it was...
here we go. It's not a Casey experience without a scamming involved.
Okay, so so you know, weekdays they offer a reduced price entry for cast members and team members.
Yeah.
So who still has her Universal ID?
Oh my god.
Casey.
So I flashed
Maybe
that
you
for
should
my
leave Orlando.
Yeah.
I flashed that for my $2 cover because I'm probably gonna play two games.
Yeah.
And drink two beers and then be on my merry way.
Yeah.
Like I would rather each game be like a quarter or 50 cents or something, and you buy tokens. I'd rather do that because honestly, like $5 would be, tw20 tokens. And so that, like, I'm never going to play 20 games.
Also, think about this. In the age of COVID, are we really going
we
to
can't be
go
clicking
play on a game someone else had just, like, sneezed and spit all over while drunk?
Yeah.
No.
It ain't it.
I don't see things ending well for Miss Player One.
No, and they were gonna start selling their beer, for carry out, for like you could buy cans and you would go pick them up like right now. But it's like, just go to the beer store.
Yeah, literally. ABC is two doors down. Like.
Yeah. So yeah, it's very hard out there.
It's hard out there.
It's hard out there for Miss Player One. This has become a a roast.
A fully different podcast.
A trash cast. Uh-huh.
It's all on brand because my story today does mention a arcade.
Casey, famously I've only listened to one of your episodes.
Which episode?
With the two girls.
Oh, yeah, with Crying on Main Street?
Yes. Yeah. Are you going to ask us fun questions like you asked them?
I was going to ask you guys how it is being around your partner 24 hours a day.
Oh, my God.
That's not fun,
God.
But...
So, we've talked about how there are two rooms upstairs. Mm-hmm. I've fully taken one of the rooms, and Adam is in our bedroom.
Yeah.
So, when we first started the quarantine, we had a joke that was like, let's not talk to each other until 5 o'clock, like we were at work.
Yeah, and well, and like, at least being not in the apartment, you have a little more space.
Yeah,
that's true.
Because it's very close quarters in the apartments. So at least being there, you have a little more space. And yeah, now you have separate rooms.
And my mom.
And yes, you have Nan. And so RJ, are you doing most of the cooking?
Nan and I will do... I feel like we trade off pretty frequently.
I would say she cooks more.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
RJ just cooks for our Instagram.
I do.
It's true.
Yeah, I only cook when it's like... I don't know.
When you want to try something.
When I want to try something.
When you're feeling inspired.
Yes.
Because I saw that you were doing... you were taking old recipes from Adam's... grandmother?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And redoing them.
Yeah, Grandma Jean left her her recipes with Nan, so I've been going through them, and then I'll find something that I like, and right now my goal is like 2 or 3 a week. So we're making another one tomorrow. But it's good. I've also started writing down recipes that I like in like my own recipe notebook, which has been fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have made casseroles. Obviously, we are in the land of casseroles.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm trying to also come up with my own version of a casserole. Like, what would an RJ casserole?
I told him to come up with a Filipino casserole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have some projects.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So, Adam, you mentioned... asking some questions, like, so since you haven't listened to the other episodes, on the first episode I asked your partner RJ a bunch of questions, so I get to interview you and ask you those questions.
Ooh,
yeah. So Adam, do you have any theme park deal breakers? So if you were going on a date, you know, theoretically going on a date with someone at a theme park, is there anything that you're like, if they did this at the theme park, you would be like, no thank you?
I feel like, I don't know. So I've never had a date. I've never been on a date in a park. So I have truly no idea what that experience is like. I'm sure it's a nightmare.
Could you imagine, like, you now dating
a gay guy and being like, let's Disney. Go. It would be a Disney gay.
Yeah.
It'd be like, let's do a Disney party. Ugh. I would die. But I feel like I get really irritated when people, and this is like in general, I don't like going with people who start to like complain about like, oh, it's busy. Oh, I have to walk. It's just like, we're not at a national park. This isn't the Grand Canyon. Like,
yeah,
we're here to stand in a line, do a thing for 2 minutes, if that, and then go stand in another line. Like, I don't know what you think this is.
Yeah, like, what did you honestly expect? It's like people going to Disney World at Christmas and going, ugh. Well, I didn't think they'd all be there on Christmas Day. It's Christmas.
Casey, I read the worst article, like, 3 days ago. It was, like, it was this article that was basically, like, if you, like, basically got your trip canceled, or you've always thought about, like, going, like, the best time to go would be this Christmas. And I saw the headline and I was like, oh, I'm going to open it. And it's going to be like, haha, just kidding. This is a nightmare. Don't do this. No. It was fully like, people are going to come and yeah, it's a little bit busier, but honestly, it's not even that different. And like, the holiday experiences really make it worth it and da da da. And I was like, this person is a psychopath.
Yeah.
Because
this person has never been here on Christmas.
First of all, also, don't ever downplay. Don't say, like, the weights are similar to what they are normally. Space Mountain is like a 3-hour wait at minimum during Christmas. Like, that is psychotic.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, I like was you so can't annoyed. You can't walk in Fantasyland.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. You cannot walk between Peter Pan and Small World.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
A, you can't.
Ugh.
Horrendous.
That's and then and the oh man, the best part is look watching the cars on trying to get into Magic Kingdom on Christmas morning.
Oh yeah.
Miles long.
It's like a yearly Horrible. Yeah, I feel like every year we've like driven down for some reason.
Either that or like someone posted post on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone also, does the dirty
I
work.
I will say in terms of like going on a date at a park, I feel like it would be way easier and way less stressful to go on a date at like Springs or at like City Walk because yeah. it's essentially like a mall, which yeah. is like naturally where my high school brain wants to go. It's like a mm-hmm. date at the mall.
Let's go to the mall.
Let's go to the mall.
Yeah, I so they announced that Disney Springs is opening some, you know, some third party stores are opening on May 20th.
Yeah, like and that left hand store kiosk.
The left hand store.
Oh, really?
Wine Bar George is opening.
Because they had a thing about it. What
George yeah. said, I don't know about you, but I'm over it.
George said, y'all want your burrata? Come and get it.
Yes. Ugh.
Curbside pickup burratas.
Oh. You know, if Splitsville opened, I would fully get some takeout. Splitsville chicken fingers and sushi.
Because nachos. Their nachos are fire.
They have good food.
They do.
I love Splitsville's food. I need
I'm glad
to get them.
We were able to go to that place next to the new place.
Oh my God.
CityWorks.
Once. The pub, the before city, they had the CityWorks.
Yeah. You know, CityWorks is the last Disney meal I had.
Wow.
Crazy.
I went with my friend who was a former tender date of mine, come friends. We went and we got the like little chicken like tender, not even tenders, little popcorn chicken. I don't even yeah. know what this are. Popcorn chicken, the cheese curds, and the pretzel bites, and some beers, and it was so good.
I just when we went, like I don't even think of that as like the same world anymore. That was a different world.
It was.
RJ, that's a different time. We went to go see Emma the night before the quarantine officially like started yeah. for Disney.
We didn't eat.
Yeah,
anything,
I saw. I saw you fools at like. Where would you guys go? You went to like Wine Bar or not Wine Bar? You went to like Homecoming.
Yes, what, for
oh,
Robbie's birthday.
Robbie's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was right. the night the CPs got. Let go because yeah. I came from work and I was like, so I just had to deal with crying CPs my entire shift.
Oh, God.
I need a tequila straight
and some hummingbird cake.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had like 3 whiskeys that night. And then right before that, we ate at the boathouse because I was just having dessert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Famously, I had some homecoming before on, like, a kind of date, and it made my stomach really hurt when we went to the movies.
No.
Yeah, it was bad news.
Is that the only time you've had homecoming?
No, I've had it a couple times.
Oh, okay.
It's good chicken.
I think the last time I did go, though, was that time that it made my stomach hurt, and so I haven't been back since.
That sucks.
Yeah. So, more questions, Adam.
Yes.
Is there a theme park character that you would want to take on a date?
A character. A theme park character? Can I choose Dr. Seeker?
Yes!
Do it.
Wait, who's really hot? Let me think. Hold on.
I feel like Dr. Seeker was back in the day in the 90s where everyone just wore big clothes.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Seeker now would be like a daddy.
I think he's fit. Like, I think he's fit. He looks fit.
He seems like, maybe. Who? Let me think. Hold on. This. Oh, my God. I know who. The hottest person in any pre-show.
Are you about to say Mission Space?
Yes. Mission Space's lieutenant.
Yes.
He doesn't like have a name, but he's just like gives the safety warning.
Yeah.
I think his voice is 80 yard. I don't think that's actually his voice.
But it's beautiful.
But he is so attractive. The only thing that's the issue, and like some people, I know some people who are like, I don't think he's that cute. I think the problem is they put this like blue kind of filter on the video, so he looks kind of sickly a little bit. But I think normally he's very like, he just has like a very well taken care of face.
Yeah.
I think he's very attractive.
Nice. Well, it used to be Gary Sinise, right?
Ugh, yeah.
And then it became Gina Torres, who... Yeah.
It was, well, so the lieutenant was, like, this, like, Indian lady.
Yes.
And then it was Gary Sinise as Capcom, and now it's a white guy, and then Gina Torres as Capcom. As Capcom.
Okay.
You didn't hear this from me, but I heard Gina Torres did all of that in one take, because she's what?
A professional.
A professional.
Wow. I'm watching the pre-show video now to see this man. She's talking.
Wait, well, there's two pre-show videos. Which one are you watching?
Oh, well, I'm what do you mean there's two?
Green, there's one where you go in the room, and then there's one once you go, like, around the circle, around the thing.
Well, this isn't telling me.
You need to watch the second one.
Okay, okay. Oh, we just went through the first one, and now we've gotten to, we're in Bay 2.
Yes, Bay 2, Green Mission, honey.
And
the
we
color
are
with... is blue, by the way, for Bay 2. They have, like, running lights that are all different colors for the bays.
I love all these fun facts, you know. Such a fan of the parks.
Yeah, just really big fans specifically of Future World East West.
Okay, would you like they to did hear not the show this man at all. Beaters? They just showed Gina.
He's coming.
Oh, they stopped it.
Oh.
Well,
we'll
I'll
find
just,
him for you, don't worry.
Yeah, you'll find him for me later. I'll check him out. Gina was taking, she's in all the, it's either her or Gary in all of the Google image searches.
Well, she's and getting paid YouTube. Premium, honey.
Oh. Yeah. So you're going on a date with the Mission Space guy.
Yeah.
And let's see. I feel like that's all the questions that I asked.
Wow, amazing.
But I have a game for you guys. But ooh, before we go to the game, we have a little bit of tea and then the game, because the game goes with the tea.
Okay. Oh.
So I discovered yesterday a social media app for stalking people that were once in your phone. Our good friend Venmo. Our good friend Venmo, if you don't mess with the settings, it will add to your friends list every person in your phone.
Yep.
So anyone with a Venmo account is automatically your friend. So men that I have blocked are my friend. I can see all of their activity.
Oof.
Men I do not talk to anymore.
Why is Venmo set up this way? Truly is my question every time I open Venmo. I'm like, why do I want to see people giving other people money or requests?
Yeah, it's like, why do I care?
Why is there a social aspect?
The guy that I did a science project with in high school paid rent to his roommate. Why do I care?
Uh-huh. And that's where the drama comes in. Because, so I went to my friends, and I was like, why do I have 105 friends on Venmo? And so I'm going through.
Add me on Venmo.
I'm going through, and, like, you know, it's like, oh, and then I'm like, who is this? I'm like, this is a name that I don't remember. Oh, it's because I never knew his full name. I, like, he was only in my phone as Aaron, you know, Orlando. Or
and Aaron eggplant emoji. Yeah, we get it.
Yes. Uh-huh. And so these people are all my friends. There is a comedian in here that...
I remember her.
Yeah, there's a comedian in here that I talked to for several days, and then he flaked on me. There, my ex-husband is in here, and I'm seeing him buy wedding toppers. Ooh. From someone that made similar things for me and him. Ooh! So, woo, the tea is hot. Venmo. But Venmo is
she's telling that girl. Everything.
She's that girl. I knew you were.
Yeah, and so I see this guy, and I'm like, oh yes, we remember you. The guy that told me that I should come to Austin and see him. And
how do you already have trash men from Austin when you haven't even moved there?
I know. So we had been talking, and
was he the one that you visited like when you were in Austin?
Okay, no. So remember RJ, I told you, I said there's this guy and like we've always had kind of this like we've been talking.
Was this during when we had chicken salad?
No, it was before chicken salad, because I think chicken salad...
That chicken salad was when you, like, officially said...
When I told you I was moving to Austin. Yes, yeah. But no, we were going to somewhere else to eat, and I was like, oh my gosh, I think I'm going to... this was back in November, I said. I think I'm going to go to Austin. I bought tickets, like, just spur of the moment, because I, you know, kind of wanted to go, and I have a friend out there, and also there's this guy that, like, we've always had this, like... bad timing thing, where like we had like made out once, and so like we've always like been like back and forth, and I had thought about going to Austin like two summers ago. I thought about going to Austin, so I was swiping ahead, and I was talking to, I found him again, like, and I was talking to him again. And then, so this guy pops up on Snapchat, which any man that comes back into my life through Snapchat should just block.
That's already a red flag.
Because they slip in through Snapchat. So this fool slips in through Snapchat and he's like, how have you been? I'm like, hey, I've been good. I live in Orlando now, blah, blah, blah. Or I don't know. I think he'd already known. I was like, I live in Orlando. It's great. Blah, blah, blah. How's Austin? I haven't been in a while. I really miss it. Like, oh my gosh, I really want to go. And he's like, you should just come. You should just finally like come out here and like stay with me. I've got a house. Like, he was showing me pictures of his house. He's like, I have this dog still. It would be really great to have you back. Here's my number again if you don't have it. I was like, well, yeah, I don't have it. So we started texting, and he's like, yeah, he's like, I'll even like help you like pay for your ticket. And I was like, no, like, I'm not going to have you help me pay for my ticket. But I was like, because the plane ticket is really cheap. And so I like book all this stuff, and like we're talking a little bit, and then he like goes like radio silent. And it was like I was coming in like a week. And so I'm like, cool. I was like, well, I'm just still going to go. Like I still, like, have friends there, and I still love Austin. So I just started swiping for other people. And then I, like, get to Austin, and I, like, send him, like, a Snapchat of, like, my hotel room. And I'm like, LOL, I'm so glad I came here. And you're not answering.
Oh!
And then he, like, blocked me. You know, he removed me from... He removed me from Snapchat and probably blocked my phone number. So Venmo does not block. Venmo does not waver. Venmo reveals all. I see this fool and I start to notice like he's got transactions as like early or as late as 7 days ago. 9 days ago, a woman paid him for bills. 12 days ago, it was a little laptop emoji and it says work from home. 16 days ago, she paid him for an owl emoji. April 3rd, she paid him three money things. February 28th, she paid him for a laptop and a three drops emoji. So then I look at the, and so I'm like, okay, well, this is obviously like his roommate because she's paying him for what is like, you know, bills, electricity, things like that.
Yeah.
Her picture, Her picture is a woman, a man who is the man that I was talking to, and a newborn baby. Newborn baby. He is there looking at his child, very happy. She has her full name there.
Yeah, it's like a photo. It was like a photo studio, wasn't it?
Yes, yes. Photo studio quality. They're all in white. They are praising their new baby, all in white, gazing at it. So what does my petty ass do? I mean, well, my petty ass should be commenting all on all of these. But that is not what I'm doing. I go, and so I'm like adding it up in my head. Well, of course, if the baby is here now, the baby was in her stomach when we were talking in November. So I go back to hit, I find her on Facebook and Casey. All of, well, I just needed to look at the timeline and yeah. And they had, you know, photos together back when we were talking, and they had announced the baby in like August.
Oh my God.
So he was fully with child whenever he was
child.
When he was telling me to come and see him and stay with him.
Stay at his house.
He was showing me pictures of the house. And he's
where was she, you think?
Maybe she, like, I'm guessing he got her pregnant and she wasn't living with him yet. But I was just gooped and gagged.
They're not married? They don't have the same last name?
No, she still has a different last name.
Well, neither do we.
True. True. Yeah, but she doesn't show up as, I guess, April 30th of last year, he paid her for the beach, but then they didn't pay each other things again until February of this year.
Wow, money talks.
Yeah, and in 2017, he paid her. So they have been, this has been a thing. In 2017, he paid her for a car. Car. Literally every month he's paying her for a car. Back in 2015, she was paying him. So they have been together for years.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't even look this far. This has been
live.
We are discovering together.
We are discovering live. So I can't. So yeah, so everyone, I suggest if you have people, men in your past, because yeah, I have people that I've blocked because they're like troublesome or scary that are just, they were just on my friends list. So you don't want them to see what you're doing, what you're up to. So just block them.
Yeah.
So yeah, and I went in and changed my settings that it doesn't automatically add people from my friend or like from my phone, cause yeah, we don't need all that.
No.
Ugh. So yeah, I screamed. I sent screenshots immediately. I was yelling at my best friend. I like couldn't type fast enough. I was having to do voice.
Voice to text.
I was doing the little voice memos, you know, where you just believe this. Oh my God.
Yeah, because she's like, wait, what? And so I like had to send a voice memo because I couldn't type it fast enough. I was just hooting and hollering. So today's game is I've named it Venmo'd.
Cute.
Venmo. Apostrophe D, you know, put the D for like the D podcast,
yeah.
Which is the Dysfunctional Podcast, which is the podcast that you guys host. Yes. Wow, I didn't even do any introductions. I'll do this at the front. So it'll be all in post. But so we're going to do Venmo'd. So these three characters have paid people for things that you should be able to tell me who they are by their purchases. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so we're gonna go into their phones and invade their privacy, and yeah, and you guys have to figure out who they are. So these people can either be from, these people are from Disney movies or television.
Okay.
So I'm gonna start off with an easy one, and then two there's like one that I think you guys probably won't get just because I don't feel like that's your niche, but we'll see. So the first one, this person is, they have three charges, or that they've paid someone. They paid someone for coffee at Lucky Cat Cafe. They have also paid someone for a bot fight entry fee. And then they're paying someone for covering their trolley fare.
Is this Hiro?
It is!
Oh, trolley to San Francisco. San Francisco.
Yes. San Francisco. Yeah, I had to look up the name of the cafe, that is
Ant. You said Lucky Cat Cafe, and I was like, I think that's Hiro.
Yeah. And then I was like, I need like two more things.
What
and
a good movie.
Yeah.
So like,
so I was sad.
It's so sad. I was like going through. So now that we have Disney Plus and like I can do it on my phone, I was literally going through Disney Plus and pulling up these little like spots. Like I looked up, kind of like around whenever they're just around San Francisco, yeah, to see like what can I do for other things other than like the Lucky Cat Cafe. And I was like, oh yeah, there's trolleys, so I'll just do a trolley.
Also, if we were going back to the question about who I would take on a date,
if his
dead brother was a theme park person, him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Oh, he's so hot.
Oh,
so hot.
Yeah, we love a Silicon Valley bro.
For sure.
He was, yeah.
Where's Elizabeth Holmes when you want her? He was doing
his best. What was his name? Was this Tadashi?
Tadashi
Hamada.
Yep. Yeah.
And I'll be his honey lemon. Ugh.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's... he's really hot.
He can eat my honey lemon. You know what I mean, honey?
Ugh. So, the next person, maybe I shouldn't say person because that may not always be true. They may not be a person. They may just be someone.
A being.
Then the next character, they are paying someone for leather print jeggings from Mousies. They're paying someone for a mani-pedi. And they're paying someone for covering some items that they got on their Targoat run.
Oh my god. Well, what kind of jeggings?
Leather print jeggings from Mousies.
Leather? Leopard?
Maybe it was leopard. It was leopard.
Wait, I was like, what's leather print?
So leather? You know,
so leather jeggings.
Is this...
leopard print
jeggings. Is this Shakira in Zootopia?
No, but you're very close.
Okay, I think it's Zootopia.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the
You don't have to know full names, you can just give me descriptions.
Okay, jeggings, Targoat, and what was the second one?
A mani-pedi.
Is it the hamster wife?
Okay, yeah, it's Mr. Big's daughter.
Yes!
Oh, yes, 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 yes!
I was like, the Jersey wife.
Yes, yes. She's, I guess they're technically shrews. That's what it said online. Her name is Fru Fru.
Right.
Yeah, and so one of her big things in the movie was when they're walking out of Mousies, which is Macy's, she goes, "Did you see those leopard print jeggings in there?" And she's holding a bunch of bags from Targoat, which is like Target. And then the big donut almost crushes them.
Yes.
And so then
they save her.
Judy Hopp saves her.
Well,
and
first
so then
I heard Targoat.
Oh, I couldn't tell what she said, so I was just gonna see if that one.
So I was like going through it a little bit through the, because I haven't watched Zootopia in years. Yeah. And then I was like reading a couple of things.
Decades.
Years. I was reading a couple of things And, you know, and she gets pregnant. Like, she announces that she's pregnant and she was going to, like, name the baby Judy or, like, after Judy.
Yes.
But there is someone that has gone and done a bunch of...
Fan art
of her pregnant.
No!
It is so wild. I'm sending it to you now. poor Miranda has already seen this. But normalized it's going in
pregnant culture.
Like, look at this.
Oh God!
They gave her a belly button ring, and she's just living her best pregnant life.
Is she a parody of Snooki in these?
I think so. Like,
yeah, cause she's like a Jersey. She's a Jersey girl. She's got her big poofy hair.
Yeah, her bump it's in.
Mm-hmm. The bump it is in. Yeah.
Weird.
It's just the fan art jumped out for her.
Yeah.
The deviant art jumped out.
Yes, this was straight from deviant art.
Also, and I will say, she might not be pregnant. they might have just been like, I want her fatter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I was like, is this... And then I had to go back. I was like, is this canon? I was like, is this just like some fanfic where they decided to make her pregnant? But no, I looked and I remember now that, yeah, she announces that she's pregnant.
I'm sure it exists, but I'm sure there's someone who draws fan art of different Disney characters pregnant.
Pregnant?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that was me, RJ. In high school.
You were just playing violin.
I just Googled Ariel Little Mermaid pregnant.
No.
Send it.
Miranda's gonna die when she sees.
Oh my god.
No. What is she covered in?
I don't know. Like little
bandages?
I don't know.
She's like shit on her face. She got like beat up. What's
going on? Yeah, she looks. She goes from being sad to happy.
There's an
X-ray
of the baby of Melody.
Ew. Also, Melody didn't have red hair, and wasn't a mermaid, and also she wasn't pregnant in the ocean. Okay. Canonically, this is incorrect.
This is all.
Oh my god.
This is weird. Is this a game?
I think it is. Pregnant emergency. Little Mermaid Ariel, pregnant emergency. It was one of those crazy YouTube videos.
Ew, the ones where like the parents kids would put on and not know that they were like weird.
Yeah, it has been removed from YouTube. When I tried to click on it, it did not work.
Why is it an emergency?
Well, because it was that first one where there's all that stuff on her face. She was like beat up or something.
Oh my god.
Oh man. Everyone, for your own good, you need to Google Ariel Little Mermaid pregnant.
Glenn Keane isn't dead, but he's rolling over in his grave at these photos. Okay, I have to delete these. These are so grody. I hate
them. Delete them from the chat. Okay, now here's the last one. I feel like maybe Adam would get this one, but I don't feel like RJ would. So we'll see. But I don't know. I don't know how Adam was. If he was a stan of this at all, I feel like maybe it would annoy him, and he wasn't a stan. So
I'm guessing it's Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas.
So this one, they are paying someone. They got some nachos from Rico's Shake Shack. Surf Shack.
Okay, keep going.
They got some ravioli from Joey Vitolo's. And they got a Make-A-Moose. It's like a Build-A-Bear, but it's a moose.
Oh, I don't know. At first, when you said nachos, I thought of Kim Possible, that it would be Ron Stoppable.
Oh, yeah. But it's not.
It's not.
So it's nachos from Rico's Surf Shack, ravioli from Joey Vitolo's, and a Make-A-Moose.
Is it Johnny Tsunami?
No. No, that's like too... That, RJ, that'd be all up on you, I feel like.
I don't know. I don't recognize this. I'll give you a hint.
I'll give you a hint. So this was a Disney Channel TV show.
Oh.
It was widely popular.
Is it? It's a Hannah Montana. Was it live action or was it?
Because didn't they live by the beach?
Yeah. Is it Hannah Montana?
And Jackson worked at a little place called Rico's Surf Shack.
Jackson was the brother.
Mm-hmm.
Who was played by a 40-year-old man.
Yep. Psycho. Joey Fatone famously played Joey Vitolo on an episode where Miley damaged Jackson's signed baseball of washed-up baseball star Joey Vitolo. So she goes to Joey Vitolo's restaurant to get him to sign a new one, and he says no until she finds out that his daughter is a Hannah Montana fan. So she says, what if I got Hannah Montana to come perform at your restaurant, Joey Vitolo's? And I know way too much.
This makes sense to me.
Yeah, so Joey Fatone was on an episode where he owned a restaurant as a washed up baseball star named Joey Vitolo. And there's an episode where Miley goes to make a moose, which is like build a bear, and she stuffs her pants filled with stuffing and her pants explode and she has to put on the make a moose costume. Yeah, this is all thrilling. You guys did not watch Hannah Montana.
No, I did not. That was like right as I
was in high school.
Yeah, it was like right as I ended my career with Disney Channel. I said goodbye.
And you know what? When Hannah Montana was on, I was like in college.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
The last thing I watched on Disney Channel was Raven.
Okay.
The last thing I watched airing live and wasn't like, because they just did Raven's Home and I watched that.
Yeah.
But before that, back in like classic years, I watched High School Musical 2 when it aired.
Mm.
In
okay.
Like freshman year, 8th grade, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember seeing High School Musical 3 in the movie theater in college. And also seeing the Hannah Montana movie in the movie theater in college.
Isn't Tyra Banks in it?
Taylor Swift's in it. I think, Tyra's in it too.
Yeah, she like is mean or something like that.
Yeah, she's at the beginning.
Okay.
You can, you guys should watch this on Disney Plus and then have me on for a D podcast episode.
Mm.
You're like, oh, never, we're good. Wow, I am canceling you guys from my episode.
We'll have you soon again.
Yeah, but we can do another movie. Like, have you guys ever watched Heavyweights?
No, but I really want to.
Heavyweights? No. Heavyweights is my favorite movie of all time.
Is it a Disney movie?
Yeah, so it's on Disney Plus. It was a Disney movie, or at least I think it was. I mean, like I watched it.
Touchstone.
So, fan of the show, yeah. My friend Maddie, who also listens to this podcast, back in...
No.
Yes.
Not a friend of the show.
Fan of the show.
Fan of the show. Okay.
What is fan versus friend?
Friend of the pod friend is when someone has been on the pod.
Okay.
Fan is a fan. But he...
Drag Race super fan.
In high school, he wanted to, like, adapt Heavyweights for the stage.
And he should have.
And he should. Matt, you still have time.
You're not dead yet.
I am all for this. Heavyweights is my favorite movie.
Heavyweights the musical. Let's do it.
Me and my best friend, we could like do that whole movie by heart. Like we just knew it by heart, like reciting it. Every time we went to Hollywood Video, I would always choose to rent that as my video. And I would get it for a week, and I would watch it over and over. Oh, my gosh. It was so funny. It was so good. And to this day, I still think that it was just as good.
I've only watched it once, and I wouldn't even say, like, I wouldn't even consider saying that I really watched it, because it was one of the films that they showed when we were on our bus ride down to Florida for, like, our choir thing we did.
Oh.
So it's like, I wouldn't say like I saw the film because it's just like everyone screaming over as a movie
yeah.
is running.
It was just like on in the yeah. Yeah, it's a real good one.
Isn't,
you should watch it.
Ben, is it Ben Stiller?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's so good.
And then he did my favorite, Night at the Museum. Which I really loved when that movie came out.
Oh, that's cool.
Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Okay, this is awkward now.
Adam, you so, really know how to spike up the energy.
I know. Yeah, this is why Adam hasn't been on the pod.
I like to bring it down.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now is where we go into story time. So I'm going to tell you guys a story, a dating story that is lightly theme related. I'm going to say it is because since I've already given you my announcement that I'm moving to Austin, I actually have a Austin dating story from that time. I was there in November with someone that I went on a date with.
Can't wait.
And I was going to see him again.
But he was acting up.
No, he didn't act up. Quarantine happened.
Quarantine.
Our girl quarantine. He was actually gonna come to Disney for like a big like family vacation, and he had a pirate room at Caribbean Beach.
Caribbean.
All to himself.
And you were gonna be his buxom wench.
Yep, I was gonna.
Yep.
I don't know any pirate slang, but yeah, it was all happening. But quarantine
you were
happened.
Shiver his timbers, honey. Honey. Oh, you were gonna swab his deck.
Oh. He was gonna go looking for your buried treasure. Woo!
There we go. We're back on track. Yeah, but quarantine happened. But anyways, this is the story of us on our Austin date. So I was swiping ahead on Tinder because I was coming to town, and it was becoming apparent that my first plans had bailed on me. But, you know, I was swiping on Tinder, and I was talking to a couple different people. Bumble didn't have the option to swipe ahead. I think now they do, but they didn't back then. They definitely do now because at the beginning of quarantine, I was still on the apps, and I was like, it showed up that someone was swiping in Orlando on Bumble, but it was like they were traveling, and they're like, oh, are you going to show me Orlando when I get there? And I go, well, you're not coming here because your Disney is closed and your flight's going to be canceled. So no. Anyways, so I met this guy on Tinder, and I have said before, I'm not really a huge fan of Tinder, but I was out of the people that I was talking to, he seemed like the most normal. He was really, really nice. And he was one of those people that he was just like really like he was asking me what I wanted to do, things I wanted to see. He was giving me good ideas, like, hey, well, we go to this comedy show and here are the date, like, here's the times that it is, but maybe we should do this instead. He was giving me all kind. He was like planning everything. It was really nice. He was giving me the full Austin experience. And so we decided to meet up at a barbecue place, and it's called like Styles Switch Barbecue. And it's actually the location we went to, they filmed part of Dazed and Confused there, or they at least used like the building like exterior for part of Dazed and Confused. So that's pretty cool. They had like pictures inside, like little pictures of like, oh, look, this was filmed here, and they have like a sign on the outside that says it was filmed there. But the barbecue is really good. We both paid for ourselves. Like I feel like it was a very like casual date. To where we were just like on our own, which was fine. We were there for a while and we were talking a lot. And then he was like, well, there's like there's a comedy show later, but if you want, you could follow me to this arcade. It's called Pinballs with a Z. And it's a big arcade that has a bunch of pinball machines. They have arcade games. You just like buy a card and however much you want to play. And so we decided to go there, and it's really cool because they have like a ton of pinball machines, and like they have that classic like arcade floor, you know, like the carpet that with like the bright colors and everything and the fun like shapes and stuff. So it's like super nostalgic and super fun. And I remember we got a card and we were playing, like, I was making him play the claw machines with me, and I won, like, I won, like, a little stuffed Joker. Of course, of all the things I got, a stupid Joker, but I won a claw machine thing, and we were playing the pinball machines, and I remember I kept making him play the Shrek machine, because I really like the Shrek machine. I don't know, like, I love pinball machines and how they're all just, like, themed to, like movies, and so all the like cheesy movies. So and I remember we were playing by the Shrek, or we were at the Shrek machine, and we had been playing, and he like looked at me and he was like, I really want to kiss you right now. And so we had our first kiss in front of the Shrek pinball machine.
Somebody wants to get
What a magical moment. That's, yeah, he hit the pinball machine with his hip, and it just started playing that, and everyone around us started dancing. It was like a flash mob.
Oh, my God.
And then he proposed, right?
And then he proposed,
and that's why I'm moving to Austin.
This swamp is big enough for the two of us.
That's the worst Scottish accent I've ever heard.
This is my swamp. There we go.
And then he looked at, do I want to do this?
No.
No, I don't. Never mind.
I will say in high school, whenever Shrek came out, my sisters always told me I looked like Fiona.
The joke I was going to make, and you can totally cut this, is I was going to say, and then he looked at your boobs and he was like, those are nice boulders.
I like those boulders.
I like those boulders.
Shrek one was iconic.
It's so funny.
It's really and good. It's,
the sequel's fine. It's good.
Yeah, the sequel is good.
The third one is not good.
No. Far Away Idol, hilarious.
Is that the one with the babies?
Far Away Idol was the...
It was like the stepmother. The feature. No.
Not the stepmother, the...
Godmother.
Godmother. Fairy Godmother.
Yeah.
But Far, Far Away Idol was like a extended...
Extended bit feature.
Okay.
It's like a special DVD thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching the one the other day where the babies are like turning one or whatever.
That's like...
And Shrek...
Four or something.
Yeah, I think it's Shrek 4, and Shrek gets all mad and he goes crazy at the birthday party place.
Because that one's about like Rumpelstiltskin, right?
Yeah.
Shrek 3 was about Fiona and the other princesses like saving him or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay.
The Shrekiverse.
look out for our extended play of the Shrekiverse on our new podcast.
On our new podcast. Nice boulders.
Layers. Onions have layers.
Just as podcasters do. So, yeah, we kiss in front of the...
Wait, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
As a woman.
Yes.
You're a woman.
Yes.
Do you get annoyed when guys are like, I want to kiss you? Or do you... Would you prefer that they, like, say it before they try to do something?
Oh, I would...
Is it just part of, like, the brand of boys that...
Yeah, that's true. Is it just the guys you like?
Because they're very, like... There's, like, a sense of... There's a bit of awkwardness there.
And I appreciate the awkwardness because it at least gives me the ability to say no.
To dom them.
To have the power.
Yeah. It gives me the option
to peg them.
You have to keep that.
Hey, this podcast started on me talking about hooking up with a man. That's true. Him asking to hook up with me on the side of the road. That's so true. We keep it all.
We keep
it. There's very little of those kinds of things that get edited out, guys. A peek behind the curtain. Yeah, I like the awkwardness because I like a guy that maybe is I don't know,
emotionally
this is so
stunted.
I like someone that is just like a little, you know, a little nerdy.
Yeah.
So they're going to be awkward because I feel like I'm really awkward. And I don't know, I feel like the brand, I think you're right, RJ, the brand of man that I am seeing is someone that is also awkward that's gonna say something like, I'd like to kiss you right now.
They're like almost at like m'lady, but not quite there yet.
Yes. They left their hat at home.
Yeah.
They left their hat at home.
Where's their Flames button up shirt from Walmart?
Oh man, yeah, it's nice when they at least say that, because I have had someone say that to me before, and it was this awkward guy, and I said, I don't think we know each other well enough yet, and he was like, okay, and so that kind of ends that quickly enough, you know.
And then you got married to him later, and that's your ex-husband.
Oh, we're gonna bust out the speakers on that one. But I am pretty sure he also said, he literally said on our first date, we were literally standing outside and I was saying goodbye to him, and a car drove by with a bunch of like kids, like a bunch of college guys.
No.
And they yelled, "Kiss her." And he's like looking at me awkwardly, and he's like, "I really want to kiss you, but I'm nervous."
Oh. Oh.
I'm nervous. And like, he was like a 26-year-old man. So that was my first kiss with the person that I was with for 10 years. Thanks. Anyways. So. They ask that a lot, and it's fine. Like, I think it's, I would rather have that than have, like, I mentioned in the episode with Miranda, where the guy, we literally said hello, and he kissed me on the mouth.
Yeah,
because my brand is either nerdy guy saying, "I'd like to kiss you right now," or guy just kissing me immediately.
The most confidence. Like, just, the, like, truly,
the
like,
most. Truly,
oh, yeah,
the
I'm,
most.
I'm it.
Yeah.
This is me.
But yeah, so back to this man. We ended up staying at Pinballs a little bit longer. We put like, we had only gotten like a card for like $20 or something. So we, you know, played a bunch of stuff, and
it
then,
wasn't like the guy who just bought $50 worth of
yeah the
credits.
Guy who bought $50, also the guy that kissed me on the mouth, like literally like tried to stick his tongue down my throat as he was saying hello to me. Yeah, so he had bought a reasonable amount, and I remember when he like bought the thing, the little card, I was like, oh, do you want me to buy one too? He's like, no. I was like, let's just use this. I was like, okay, yeah, that's right. That makes sense. So then he was like, well, I think he was looking up the comedy show, and I think the one show that he had thought about had like sold out ahead of time, and he was like, well, I think there's another one, but it's not until like midnight. I was like, oh, midnight's really late. I don't want to go to a comedy show that late. So he invited me to his house. Mm. And this man owns his home. Okay. He has a job.
Secure the bag.
Yeah. He has a job. He has a dog. So we went back to his house, and it was fine. Like, it was really close to my hotel too, so that I could just like bounce after that. And I had my own car. So if I wanted to bounce, I could quickly. But so we like hung out that night, and He was really cute. His dog was like really needy. So like his dog kept wanting to get on the bed and would like cry until like it could get on the bed. So that was interesting. Just a very jealous girl. But so then I did some, I like, oh, I'm such a nerd.
You asked him, I really want to kiss you right now.
Do you want to watch Shrek?
Pretty much. I said to him, because he had mentioned like coming to Orlando, and I was like, when you come to Orlando, we can hang out again, and like we can, I can like show you Disney stuff, like you showed me Austin stuff. Well, he was like, oh, that's really cute that you think that we're gonna still see each other 5 months from now. And I was like, well, I mean, like, I know, I'm just saying, like, you'll be here, so like we can like hang out like we did now, like I'm not, it doesn't mean it needs to be anything. And then I was embarrassed because it made me feel like,
yeah,
a nerd, and that he was just being a little flippant about it. But he's like, oh no, I'm sorry, like,
yeah, it's like, I'm not saying we're gonna be together until then.
Yeah, I just meant like, well, when you come to Orlando, then we'll do the same thing, but in Orlando. And then I think what it turned out to be was that he's kind of self-deprecating. So it was just his way of like being like defensive and like protecting himself from like anyone having feelings for him, because he was just like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to like hurt your feelings, I just didn't figure that we would. And I'm like, no, I was like, no, I just feel like a nerd, but it's fine. But I went home, and then like the next day I was seeing, I went and did a couple things in Austin, and I was going to see like my really good friend from college. She lives in Austin. Before I saw her, I had a couple hours to fill, and he invited me to this ramen place. So we went and had ramen, and then I had already checked out of my hotel and everything, so I didn't have anywhere to go. And so I just, like, sat at his house for, like, an hour, and we watched TV while I waited for my friend to be available. So I saw him then, and I just said bye, and it wasn't weird or anything. And, like, we've, like, talked on DMs, like, about, like, I was asking him questions about Austin, and then also just, like, about his, like, Disney trip, and talking about it, and telling him about fast passes and things like that, and, like, giving him, you know, normal Disney advice. And we talked about, you know, maybe him, you know, maybe like, yeah, that he had a room to himself, and that he's gonna try and like carve out some time so we can hang out again. So it ended up being fine, but yeah, I like embarrassed myself by like doing the whole, like, this was literally less than a month from when I had done this with Mr. Toad and been like,
yeah,
like, oh, I'll see you again. So I was still, you know, I was still a little damaged from that.
Here's what you do, Casey.
Okay.
You call him up and you say, I've been thinking a lot about that night where I mentioned that like we would see each other again, and you kind of laughed it off. So I just wanted to let you know I'm moving to Austin. just based on that conversation, I really feel like there's something here for us. Together, I'm ready to commit myself to you.
So you still in the same house, right? So yeah. If I send my furniture there now,
I'll... Yeah. So, two men in a truck are on their way. thank you for.
I'm gonna request you on Venmo the moving charges.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At least split them with me. I mean, we're a couple now.
And I went ahead and I purchased that pinball machine from our first kiss. Because it means the world to us, and our wedding, yes, will be Shrek themed, and I'll dress as Fiona, and you'll dress as Shrek.
Because, as it was famously said, somebody once told me.
I believe it's an ancient Chinese proverb.
Oh my God.
And we may not be the sharpest tools in the shed,
but I'll let you put your tool in my shed. Hey.
Hey. Oh, man. Yeah, so I'm going to Austin to live with this man, and we're in love.
And this is the end of the podcast.
This is the end of the podcast. I don't ever plan to date again. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm still single. And like I had like mentioned to him that I was actually moving. I was like, yeah, I found a place and everything. He's like, oh wow, you're really doing it. And I think he's like probably like thinks that I'm still like pining over him, maybe. I don't know. I probably not. I hope he doesn't listen to this.
Has he like sparked conversation on his own?
Nah. Like I haven't talked to him since it's been a while. I think since I like decided to move to Austin, I think I said, yeah, I'm coming. But good friends, Beefreed and Freelac, as I like to call them.
I don't.
We get it.
We get it. We're done. And I don't want to hear it. Okay.
My new Austin bestie.
Wow.
Replacements.
I know.
But then you guys can come to Austin and stay at their house. Cause
I would love to. Do they have a cat? No, they have a dog.
Perfect.
It's a little beagle, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a really cute beagle.
A bagel.
He has very long ears. Very long ears.
If travel was okay, I was going to go to Austin and stay like at least like one night at their house while I was looking.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, you can stay in our Gelatoni guest room.
Oh, girl.
If she stays in the Gelatoni guest room, she's not leaving the Gelatoni guest room, honey.
You just bought yourself a new roommate, girls.
I squatter's rights. Oh my God.
But yeah, so I'm all set up. I've got my apartment picked out. It's in South Austin. I'm super excited.
I'm really excited. I mean, I do hope we get some. Well, they don't have to be all the time, but I would like to hear some Austin dates and how they compare to the trash of Austin is different from the trash of or Central Florida.
Right. Because, I mean, I think that's a big thing is that dating in Orlando is really hard because a lot of the people were tourists.
Yeah, they were a transient town.
Yeah, it's like whenever I was still on the apps and looking, like the number of people that were on the apps were so much smaller because there's no one traveling here anymore. They're not here on business. They're not here, you know, with their wife and children. So yeah, like I mean, like even like this guy that I had went on this date in Austin with, it was like, oh, you're vastly different from the guys in Orlando because you don't have 800 roommates and you actually own your home and you have a job.
Maybe we should move to Austin, Adam.
No.
I love this bit.
I hate this bit.
Well, our industry ain't doing so well right now, so maybe we should find a new one in Austin.
Uh-huh, and we can all live.
Do you know how their biggest festival, South by Southwest, which, like, brings millions of dollars of tourism, was also canceled because of this?
Beefreed and Freelac, can you find me a job?
Oh my God.
I bet they could.
Freelac could. You could be a teacher like Beefreed. He's a principal. You could be a principal. You love teaching. You're such a giver.
This is psycho. I'm watching a man fall apart before my eyes.
I just want to work again.
I want to contribute to capitalism.
I don't want to make casseroles anymore.
Oh my God. Casey, he, like, last week was I'm going to start selling dips.
Oh, yeah. I remember you guys talking about the dips.
And I was like, what?
What happened?
And he was like, I'm going to... How much would you buy, like, a homemade French onion dip? And my mom was like $5. And he was like, that's pretty good. I was like, how much do you think it costs to make? He was like, well, the onion was like $1. And then the sour cream was like $3. And then, like, the whatever. And I was like, and the time and the delivery. So you'd have to sell it for like $10. He was like, but yeah, but it's homemade. And I was like, or they could just go to the grocery store and buy a French onion
in
dip.
This economy?
Ready made for $3. Oh.
It's artisanal, though.
Yes, artisanal.
Girl, nobody wants artisanal. They want food on their... Do you take Snap?
Oh, God.
I do know people that sell like dip mixes.
Yeah.
So you just do the spices.
Yeah, like at farmers markets, they do that.
Yeah, and you just tell them, yeah, you dump it in some sour cream. But you pay, the little spice pack is a couple bucks. Mm-hmm. So I am a entrepreneur. I'm always looking how to make a buck. My living room right now is an eBay power seller home right now. My living room is just, there's just vinyl mation everywhere, Funko Pops that I'm waiting for someone to buy.
Are you selling makeup as much as you can so you don't have to move them?
Yeah, I sold, I did some vinyl mation like mystery bags yesterday on my Instagram, and I think I got rid of like over 100 vinyls yesterday. Definitely over 100. And I've been selling a bunch of Funkos on eBay. I had like unopened makeup. I'm just like, anything that can get me like $10 or more is going, because I just have so many things. Like I'm waiting for my boxes, my shipping boxes to come in so that I can start selling the bigger vinyls or like the bigger Funkos. Cause I have a smaller Funko box that I can use for shipping those. But for like stuffed animals, I got to get rid of these stuffed animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have 2 weeks. I have 2 weeks to pack all my things. Cause my movers come in 2 weeks from today.
Ooh,
scary.
Well, you do it, Casey.
We're going to make you hand off our keys to Robbie, probably.
Yeah, this is just part of the podcast now where we just talk to Casey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I have your car keys because I've been moving your car. I drove it to the post office the other day, so it got the actual, like, 20 minutes of drive time in.
My mom was like, she should drive it to Wawa and then just stare at it because she misses it so much. And I was Jesus.
Dragging Casey.
She drags me. Tell Nan that there are some Wawas that have started fountain drinks again. The one by us hasn't, as of my last check a couple days ago.
Your Wawa alerts have not.
Yeah, I went to the Wawa the other day when someone told me about that, and I walk in, they are still closed off, so I literally just turn back around and go back in my car. It's like, I don't want to waste another second in there. But I did go to another Wawa, the one on 192 by H2O Live. That Wawa had the fountain drink, so I got myself a little fountain drink, and it was really nice.
You deserve it.
I deserve it. Guys, where can people find you?
You can find our soothing voices on
multiple places.
We are at The Dysfunctional Podcast, where we talk about Disney, at D Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. We also have a movie musical podcast called Showgaze, which is a monthly released podcast, Facebook and on Twitter. On Showgaze. We are now part of Not a Bit Network. Our new podcast network, including this one
you're listening to right now.
Yeah.
So what's the deal with that? What's the legalese I'm gonna have to be saying now?
I know, we have to figure it out, but we are currently on Instagram.
Four shows in the network.
Yes, currently we're on Instagram, Not a Bit Network. We've got R2, we've got Single Writer Podcast, we've got one, what is it called? In the Books? No, like when it's coming up. What is that?
On Deck?
Yes, we have one on deck, as they say.
Like The Sweet Life.
Okay. So once we have that new podcast set up, we'll make sure to announce it. So make sure you follow Not a Bit Network so you know all of our great shows. And then
I'm on Twitter at Adam Noecker.
And I'm at ArtsyRJ on Twitter and Instagram.
Oh,
you don't use Instagram.
My Instagram is at Adam Peter Pan, but
you
I
need
don't
to
do
change that because you're not in high school anymore.
I didn't have an Instagram in high school. Hearney.
Okay.
Well, I will. All of those 800 names, I will put in the show notes.
You can just put the network on.
I'll put as much as I can. And also you can find the Single Writer Podcast on wherever you listen to podcasts. So Apple, Spotify, SoundCloud. Please rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. You can follow the podcast on Instagram at Single Rider Podcast and on Twitter at Single Rider Pod. And if you have a theme park dating story and you're comfortable with me reading it aloud one day, send it over. So email me at singleriderpodcast@gmail.com. And you can also support the show by buying my buttons at parkboundbuttons.com. And I'll be trying to do some sort of sale soon since I'm moving and I need to dump some of this inventory. So if you want cute buttons, that is where to go. And guys, we got to do our cheesy pickup line.
Here we go.
And I got a little inspiration from a recent episode of the Dysfunctional Podcast and a movie that you guys watched.
Ooh.
So here we go. Do you want to go on a Zoom date with me? Because I want to be your supernova girl.
Yes.
Zoom.
Make my heart go boom, boom, boom.
My supernova girl.
Girl.
What an icon.
And also, I think those are the only lyrics.
I think so. Well, guys, that's the show. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
And we'll talk to you real soon. Bye.